Ladies, there's a lot of talk today about new improvements in wash day products, but today I have still more interesting news for you. News about amazing new Oxydol. Now, you've heard all about the new no-rinse suds, but common sense tells you that no-rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. You've probably tried the no-rinse suds and found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. That's what makes the news about new Oxydol all the more amazing. New Oxydol saves your rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed so that it can get clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxydol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And not only that, but with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxydol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Now, Oxydol can do this because it reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out really clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet smelling. And Oxydol is wonderful for washable colors, too. Yes, deep cleaning Oxydol and just one rinse is truly safe. So discover this amazing new deep cleaning Oxydol next wash day. With just one rinse, it gets out graying dirt, washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. Oxydol Deep Clean. Ask your dealer for this amazing Oxydol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxydol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, I'd call it a romance, wouldn't you? Between our beloved Faye, Ma's youngest daughter, and Mr. Spencer Grayson of New York, that successful young businessman. Spencer has stretched out his stay in town, and for only one reason. Faye. But, as we heard yesterday, there's a discordant note. There's that chap Tom Wells, who Spencer says was a much decorated aviator during the war, and who's now working in town in a little all-night restaurant. What's the trouble between the two men? Well, right now it's about 8 o'clock at night. Faye and Spencer have a date. Shuffle has dropped in at the house. Listen.
Front door. Want me to answer, Ma? Faye?
Would you please, Shuffle? If it's Spencer, tell him I'll be right down, Shuffle.
Okay. You sure that's what you want me to tell him, Faye? Wouldn't you rather I told him you was out with some rich, handsome movie actor who's been showering you with his attentions for years and years?
Shuffle Shover, somebody named Shuffle Shover is entirely too fresh. Don't you dare tell Spencer any such thing.
Yes, sir, and it is Mr. Grayson.
Good evening. Oh, a new butler.
Come in, son. Yep. Ma Perkins and Faye has got me butling in my old age. Faye says she'll be right down.
Thanks. I was a butler myself once, my senior year in college. Oh, no, don't bother. I'll just put my hat and coat over here.
Well, good. Come on in the parlor. Ma's upstairs with Faye, so I reckon I'm doing the honors. You say you worked your way through college being a butler? Well, tarnation. Every single time I get a chance to talk with you, I learn something else about you. For a boy who ain't hardly 30 years old, you've got a million different kinds of experience.
Oh, I'm a couple of years past 30. Thanks for the compliment. You're very flattering. I thought you were going to call me Spencer. I can't call you Shuffle while you're calling me Mr. Grayson.
Okay, Spencer, it's a deal. But ain't it true what I just said? You did have a real tough job during the war.
It was
and
a
you...
very interesting job.
Uh-huh.
I was the intelligence officer for an air group based in England, not a pilot.
But to be an intelligence officer, you got to have some intelligence. But speaking of flying in the war in your air group and that stuff, Ma Perkins told us today about this fellow right here in town who you knowed in the war.
Oh, you mean Tom Wells? Mm-hmm. Yes. Have you met him, Shuffle? He's working over there in that little roadside diner.
Al's place, Al's all-night diner. No, I ain't met him, Spencer. Ma kind of hinted that he ain't exactly in the same physical shape as when you seen him last during the war.
He certainly is not. It's the darndest thing, Shuffle. Oh, here, let's sit down as long as Faye's going to keep us waiting. I'll give you the background on Tom, and then I want a favor from you.
A favor? From me? Well, sure thing, son, anything.
I want you to go over and meet him for yourself one of these days, and then tell me your reaction to him. Also, I'd like to know if there's any special reason he's carrying the hatchet for me.
Carrying the hatchet? For you?
Well, let me fill you in. Tom Wells and I were both captains. He was a pilot, and I was one of the intelligence officers. We worked together very closely. I won't say we were close friends, but back in those days, even your acquaintances were close. That was 43, 44, when the Air Force was in combat every day.
Oh, boy, just couldn't help getting to know each other.
That's right. And I liked Captain Tom Wells. He was a wonderful aviator and extremely intelligent. He was very quiet, a genuine hero. He was decorated many times, you know, not fake decorations, good ones for good jobs well done.
Mm-hmm.
And I respected him very much. Now, imagine what would happen, Shuffle, if you were in an out-of-the-way little town like this, if you were I, and suddenly you bumped into this chap you used to know. 6 years ago, he had disappeared. Later on, you heard that he'd been shot down and captured by the Germans. But here, the two of you suddenly meet, after 6 years. You'd expect some sort of reaction, wouldn't you?
Oh, tarnation, that's like two lodge brothers from the same lodge meeting face to face in the middle of the Siberia desert.
Exactly. But Tom makes it very clear that he wants nothing to do with me. Quite literally, he turns his back. Ma Perkins may have told you that I went to see him this morning, to ask him maybe he feels that I'm responsible that he was shot down. No, it's not that, he says, and he sort of looks at me sourly, a crooked little smile, and he makes some crack about my new car, and he walks away.
Hmm.
Now, Shuffle, let's be realistic about this. Life's been pretty good to me. As I suppose you know, I make a lot of money. Life has not been good to Tom Wells. Good heavens, a short order cook in an all-night restaurant. And he looks so pale. I feel guilty, Shuffle. I feel that I owe so much to this brave guy who risked his neck for all of us. We all owe a great deal to Tom Wells. And so, I'd like to know, maybe from you, what's biting him? Why he doesn't want to be my friend?
Okay, Spencer. I'll try to arrange to meet the boy tomorrow. But parenthetical-like, may I say something which ain't exactly to the point, namely into Viz? You're a pretty fine type of feller, Spencer Grayson.
I know I'm not.
Don't contradict an old man, young feller. Ain't every successful young businessman who'd give so much time and thought to an old buddy who's down on his luck. That's real big of you, Spencer. I'm going to let everybody know how I feel.
No, I haven't done a darn thing, old boy. Relax. Oh, here come Fay and Mrs. Perkins. But you will drop in and form your own opinion of Tom?
I'll try to do it tomorrow. Well, tarnation, we figured you ladies had forgot all about us. Sweet Jerusalem, look at Fay. Here it goes being Christmas all over again, her being the angel on the top of the Christmas tree.
Shuffle, you're the best press agent a girl ever had. Hi, Spencer. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Hello, Fay, darling. My dear, for a vision like this, most men wait a lifetime.
Oh.
How are you, Mrs. Perkins? Good evening.
Good evening, son. Can't you sit down and visit for a while?
Oh, you know, I'm sorry, Ma. We're late now. Gladys must be stewing. It's my fault. Come on, Spencer.
Maybe you'll still be up when I bring Fay home, Mrs. Perkins.
I got my doubts about that. But tomorrow is another day. Well, enjoy yourselves, young folks.
I always enjoy myself in this creature's company.
Oh, I'm a creature now, am I? Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it all comes out even, because I always enjoy myself in this creature's company. Night, Shuffle.
Two creatures with but a single thought. Night, Fay. I'll look into that matter you spoke of, Spencer.
Thanks, Shuffle. Night.
Good night.
Hey, don't wait up, Ma.
It's cold tonight. Don't you want your galoshes?
No, we'll be in the car.
Wouldn't be no party if they had to wear galoshes. Wait till they get outside the door, Ma. I want to tell you something.
Tell me something.
There they go. Ma, tonight I got a good look at human nature, and what I seen was fine, Ma. Spencer Grayson asked me for a little favor, and it come from motives so good, Ma, so honorable, tarnation, you might even say noble, that right this minute my heart's singing a wonderful song.
You mean it's Spencer Grayson who has made such a good impression on you, Shuffle?
Yes, Ma. The way he's so concerned with helping the boy he knew in the war, That Tom Wells who's working in town here. That's big, Ma. Real big. Oh, Ma, can it be possible that at last we've found the right man for our dear Faye?
Oh, Sheffield. Do you really like him that much?
I like Spencer Grayson right from the beginning, Ma. Not because he's making so much money, though looking at him and talking with him, you can see why and how he deserves his success. But he's got such a nice, easy way of going through life. But there's his attitude toward Faye and toward you, Ma, so polite and so friendly. Now, there's this way he wants to help that other fella. So, in response to your question, Ma, yep. Looks to me like our Faye's found the right man after so many years of waiting. How's it look to you, Ma?
I can't tell you how it makes me feel when you say that, Sheffield. Because, yes. Yes, that's what I've been saying to myself. Afraid of saying it to myself, but... Yes, Sheffield, dear, I've been saying it. Maybe he is the right man. For our Faye.
Ladies, if you'd like to get your clothes so dazzling clean you can see they're clean, feel they're clean, smell they're clean, and still save rinsing work on wash day, get new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, new Deep Cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new Deep Cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Ask your dealer for this amazing new Deep Cleaning Oxidol in the same familiar package today. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And so, Ma tells us how she feels about Faye and Spencer. She, too, wants to look on Faye and Spencer with approval. Well, the young people invite us to join them on Monday. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again Monday to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.